There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Montana, and another hour of What's on Your Mind is underway. We are fired up to be here, albeit a little smoky in Missoula, Montana. The wildfires rage in the neighborhood, and they have evacuated areas as close as 50 miles away, actually, from Missoula. A four square mile area near a resort area called Tarkio, Montana, which is just to the west here, about 50 miles, has been evacuated. And also an area about 150 miles to the north as well. Two communities evacuated yesterday. East and West Glacier, Montana. And you certainly can tell in Missoula that there are fires, as we detected we would. I mean, there's a thick haze, and it's definitely there. So it's something we need to be aware of, without question. We're going to chat in just a couple of moments with Kathy Nesset from the North Dakota Board of Higher Education about the decision announced today by UND President Bob Kelly that the process for selecting the next University of North Dakota name will begin in October with some online voting. It's going to take place over a week, I guess. And it will not include, as an option, North Dakota. And this is causing a firestorm, I think it's safe to say, amongst folks who see the process of having been tainted. And tainted is a word members of the committee used. All right. There was enough uproar that President Kelly said, I'll consider whether or not we'll consider North Dakota. And obviously today we learned that he might have considered it, but he's not going to do it. There's also something interesting, I think, of the details of this decision on how the new name will be selected. Basically, they're going to put up the five names. And those five names will be voted on, and if any of them get over 50%, it's automatically the name. All right? It's automatically the name. And then Todd, you can help find the details in this memo for me if you would. If it doesn't get 50%, then I think they do a runoff among the top two to get it. But it looks to me like President Kelly has done what he wanted to do, and that is remove North Dakota as an option. So now he's not going to decide which one of the five gets elected. He'll leave that up to the voters, because the big work, the heavy lift that his appointees on the committee pulled off is in removing North Dakota as an option. So anyway, that's big news today. And folks, you are going to hear more about this. Just judging by the reaction of this decision, barely an hour old, you're going to be hearing a lot more about it. And that's the unfortunate part, and what I want to talk with Kathy Nesset about a little bit today on the program as well. We're also efforting a chat with one of the ESPN reporters that will be covering tomorrow's game here in Montana for the NDSU Bison and Grizz game. So look forward to that as well. And, of course, plenty of time to talk to you about whatever is on your mind today at 800-228-0550. That's the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, 800-228-0550. Bacon and Brats. Free of charge, 2 until 6, with the Cloverdale Big Flavor Tour headed to the Moorhead Azul location of the Hornbachers today from 2 until 6. So stop by and take that in. And if you're thinking, I can't make it there, well, you could go to any Hornbachers location and stock up on the rough cut bacon at $3.99 a pound, or the 28-ounce tangy summer sausage at $5.99, the red franks $3.99 a pound, beef franks $4.99 a pound. Lots of other good deals. Those deals, by the way, good through Tuesday at all Hornbacher's locations. On our newsmaker line is the president of the North Dakota Board of Higher Education, Kathy Nesset. Kathy, welcome back. How are you?
Good morning, Scott. I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
Doing very well, other than it being a little smoky in Montana, but we'll get through it. We don't have to play the game. We just get to watch it, so it's pretty easy, actually. But I do want to talk with you a little bit about this decision today by President Kelly. How involved has the Board of Higher Education Board been in the process of deciding what the University of North Dakota will have for a team name?
You know, we've been in, obviously, as the board was involved over the years with the process, you know, retiring the Fighting Sioux name. Now the board is moderately involved with the new naming. And, you know, I respect President Kelly's, you know, words and decisions, and we'll continue to visit and talk through this process. It's very important, Scott.
You know, the news today is obviously that despite some concerns about how the committee process played out, expressed by members of the committee themselves, which obviously prompted President Kelly to say, I'm going to, you know, listen to this and reconsider whether North Dakota ought to be an option. And then the recent student vote, which had like 68% of students in a student government poll voting for the preference that North Dakota be considered an option, that President Kelly announcing today that that's not going to be the case. Is that something that you were aware of, or the board was aware of before the decision was made to remove North Dakota as an option?
Scott, we were not aware per se. I have spoken with President Kelly about this, and he has his reasons and understandings on what is the impact moving forward. You know, I wish you and I were sitting here talking about tuition rates and lowering student debt and these types of issues rather than, you know, monikers. But to be quite honest with you, this is important as well. This is the face of one of our 11 premier universities here. So I'm glad that we're having this discussion. And I say what we should do is we should revisit this, you know, quickly, soon, you know, and just get another good take on what does look for the future of UND as far as a namesake. And these types of things are important as well. So I think once again, yes, your question was, did we speak about this? Yes, we have spoken about it. I look forward to continuing this discussion, but also wrapping this up quickly and moving forward.
Yeah, I hear you. When you say we should revisit this, are you saying specifically you think the Board of Higher Ed deserves to have a say on this before any vote takes place?
I think that the entities that are involved in this should have another quick look through this, and that being the students, the staff, the faculty, the alumni, the foundation is integral to this whole system, as is the entire university. And I say yes, and the Board of Higher Education. This is our, like I said, we are in North Dakota front and center in the nation on so many things with ag and energy and our education system that we need to get this right. I'm thrilled that we can have this discussion. We have a great chancellor and, you know, a lot of new board members. And I say we make one more, you know, look at this and visit with everybody and come to a decision. And yes, President Kelly has some good, viable reasons why he made the decision he has. Let's just talk through this once more and get it right.
Yeah, very good point to get it right. Only for this reason, no matter where you're at on this issue, to go through the process and again have it be controversial, i.e. the quote from members of the committee, his own committee, saying the process was tainted because of threats of if we add North Dakota in, then guess what, folks, he might disband the committee. So that was strange and obviously a concern to many. And then separately, the students voting and overwhelmingly saying add it and it not being included. So, you know, if you're looking to be ignoring the alumni and the students and have a tainted process, you're going to have people upset no matter what the name is, and that's not good, because I assume what you want to do and what everybody wants to do is have everybody, you know, to the degree possible on the same page going forward with a new name so this controversy can end, right?
Absolutely. Let's take one more look at it. Let's get this resolved. It's important. It, in my book, is not the most important thing. My most important thing is let's get the cost, visited. Let's get our tuition taken care of. Let's get our student debt taken care of and keep ourselves focused on what the mission of these colleges and universities are. However, UND is front and center in this nation. And right now, we need to get this right. And they need to have some sort of ownership, some sort of, you know, some sort of identity. And that's exactly what the committee is trying to do. I admire the work they've done. Scott, I think we take one more visit at this. We respect President Kelly's decision. I know that he has great reasons for you know, moving in the direction. And I just say that, yes, we as a board, State Board of Higher Ed, continue to work with the committee and get this resolved soon so we can move on to the business of education.
Makes good sense. The texter says, don't forget the taxpayers whose dollars keep the place open. We want to stay, too. So, of course, obviously,
absolutely,
a lot of alumni in that group. But yeah, you bet.
Absolutely. And our alumni foundation is just absolutely marvelous. They are just front and center, with all the work that they do. And I'm so pleased to work with Deanna on that. So I agree. This is taxpayer money. This is time that we need to resolve this, get everybody on board. I think it's been visited and revisited enough.
Thanks, Kathy. Kathy,
what about agriculture? From your friends at the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Agriculture is an important industry in North Dakota, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is important to agriculture. See, Farm Bureau is dedicated to enhancing economic opportunities for their members. They're not just about farming and ranching. Farm Bureau has more than 27,000 members across the state. Folks just like you that are concerned about issues that matter, like our schools, our roads, our safety, and, of course, economic progress. At the North Dakota Farm Bureau, they provide a strong voice on issues that matter to all North Dakota citizens. Farm Bureau also provides their members with a variety of savings opportunities on everything from new and used vehicles to motels and home appliances. We're all in this together, and North Dakota Farm Bureau wants to be there to make sure our economy and agriculture remain strong for generations to come. Find out more about all the North Dakota Farm Bureau has to offer you by going online to ndfb.org. That's ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. That's the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
It's a back-to-school bash at Gate City Bank. On Friday, August 28th, visit your neighborhood Gate City Bank to open a totally free checking account and receive a free gift. Plus, with a Gate City Bank ATM and check card, use any ATM for free with unlimited automatic fee refunds. Just as tempting, join us for refreshments, prizes, and special one-day offers. It's a back-to-school bash on Friday, August 28th at Gate City Bank for a better way of life. Member FDIC.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
If you can kind of recap what you've been talking about so far this morning. I just got in my truck and turned it on. I heard somebody call, say something about high camp and somebody else. And I was just wondering what's been being talked about this morning. If you could recap that, that'd be terrific. Have a good day. Bye.
I appreciate the call. Todd, you're going to have to, you know, jog my memory, but that seems like a year ago, last hour. But I don't recall. I think maybe the calls regarding Senator Heitkamp had to do with our conversation with Senator Hoeven and the Iran deal, because that is the political pressure cooker is on Senator Heitkamp right now on this Iran issue. No question about it. But I guess that's one issue that came up from one of the callers. And then the other was Senator Hoeven saying that all the Republican senators are in favor of defunding the EPA and related to the Waters of the U.S. rule, and he was waiting for the Democrats to do the same. So that was one issue, if you were concerned about that. What else can we recap for you? We had Coach Kleiman on of the NDSU Bison football team on the program. We had breaking news to start the show that the University of North Dakota, President Kelly at the University of North Dakota put out a email this morning announcing the process by which they would select a new nickname, and I'll call it suspect process continues in that the choice of remaining just North Dakota has been eliminated despite overwhelming support from the alumni, despite a tainted process in the nickname committee with some of his representatives. And he's remained pretty quiet on all of this stuff because he has his committee doing a lot of the work behind the scenes. But anyway, that announced this morning, and now we just learned moments ago from Kathy Nesset, from Nesset Consulting, in her role as president of the Board of Higher Education, that the Board of Higher Ed will be revisiting this decision. Because, as she said, we have to get this right. So, although sounds like she wants to do it quick, but they will be looking at it. So, and that's the way it should be, really, especially the way President Kelly's been operating, and especially under the fact that if I had more time, I would have asked her whether or not it is proper for President Kelly to have any role in the process of selecting the University of North Dakota name, given the fact that he's leaving. Now, you could love the guy, want to give him a bear hug, kiss him on the lips, whatever. I'm just saying anybody that's leaving as a leader, making a decision of this magnitude or having a role in a decision of this magnitude is going to attract some detractors who are not going to be happy going forward. And I agree with Kathy. It's time to talk about educating students. But the reason we continue to talk about this issue the way we talk about it is because of how poorly it has been handled by the powers that be at Twomley Hall. That's what's really wrong with that, in my mind. Let's see here. Speaking of Iran, we have caller wants to weigh in on that, in that situation. Tell you what, folks, anything goes here at 701-258-0550. 701-258-0550, 800-228-0550. You can text Todd at 701-226-8503 if you have a comment, and the comments are pouring in on the North Dakota name decision as well. We're in Missoula, Montana today. We are here because, guess what, folks? Our friends from Discovery Benefits have brought us here, for one. And number two, there's a big football game. So that's why they brought us here, as a matter of fact. So our thanks to Discovery Benefits for helping to make this possible. Discovery Benefits, by the way, is one of the fastest-growing companies in America. More than 500 employees strong now. Based in Fargo, they're now hiring. You can go to discoverybenefits.com, click on the careers link to find out more about Discovery Benefits and what a great place it is to work. Named a best place to work by Business Insurance Magazine for 5 straight years. So it's a great place to work. And you hear a lot about Discovery Benefits these days. In the category of the best places to work, but they also have a great product. And somebody that knows a little bit about that is my friend Steve Hallstrom, since he sold that product for a number of years after he left the television sports world. Didn't you?
Good morning, Scott. I sure did.
How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
So what would you say about Discovery Benefits products?
Well, you make my heart burst with pride when you talk about Discovery Benefits. I said earlier today on my show on AM 1100 in Fargo that it was the best 5 years of my professional life, and that's absolutely true. The leadership there is so humble, so down to earth. Talk about a company that has a lot that it could be arrogant about. Just some humble, common sense people that just want to roll up their sleeves and go back to work again the next day. And they really, from the top down, top leadership there really wants to make it a place that you never want to leave. And they want you to have a great experience there. And as that company has grown now more than 500 employees strong, it's one of the best stories in North Dakota business. And as that company has grown and they've kept that culture strong, and that company's built a great foundation, a great reputation, not only in the state of North Dakota, but nationwide. This is a company that's starting to make a lot of waves nationally as well.
Discovery Benefits, our sponsor of this broadcast. Also, our friends from Shields, Gate City Bank for a better way of life, Odor and Mold Medicine, StopSmellNow.com for all your odor removal needs guaranteed, Credit Union Association of the Dakotas, Catalyst Medical Center. You can hear life happen with hearing services at Catalyst Medical Center, Lake of the Woods Pie Company, Best Pie in the Northern Plains, Homeowners Financial Group, your award-winning financial company, Muscatel Subaru, Shields, Hanson Runswold Funeral Home, Gates Manufacturing, Steyr Oil Field Services. And if you're headed to the Patch, Mainstay Suites in Tioga, great place to stay as well. Check them out. Bringing you our special broadcast from Missoula, Montana today. The Bison going to win tomorrow? What do you think? You tell us at 800-228-0550. What do you think?
Yep.
They're going to win.
Mm-hmm.
Not even a question.
Yeah.
Smoke or no smoke?
Touchdowns.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's some like timbers in the air too or something, isn't it? What is it?
Little pine needles.
Pine needles? Is that what
pine
it is?
Pine needle residue.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That's what that is. Eric in Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Hey, Eric.
Hey, Scott. Say, just want to make a quick comment on Kelly. I think we need to go on offense on this and start a petition to get him removed from the University of North Dakota as alumni and as people of the state of North Dakota. Also, I think the students should do the same, start a petition to have him removed. You know, this is just going to continue to roll in the wrong direction. You're going to get the NCAA is going to come up with some sanctions regarding, you know, saying sue at the end of the national anthem. And if we just keep laying down for these people, they're just going to keep running over the top of us. I mean, eventually the NCAA will say you can't wear your jersey into the arena. Eventually they're going to want the arena scrubbed and cleaned of everything to do with the Fighting Sioux. I mean, if we just keep laying down, they're just going to run right over the top of us. It's time to go on offense. And I think Kelly should be removed because he's going to pick up his bag, pack his bags, take his money, and he'll never set foot in the state again. I'm just done with it. I'm sick of it.
No,
Cassie Nessa doesn't sound very strong to me, and it's frustrating as all get out. That's all I got.
Well, I'll tell you what. I was glad to hear Kathy Nessa say that we're revisiting this decision. This isn't they aren't saying the decision stands with what President Kelly said, and that's hours after the decision. So I took what she said as good news. I would also just offer my opinion on your thought of a petition to remove the president. He's leaving on January 15th. He's effectively gone. I think if you really care about this, the petition or calls or emails or anything else needs to go to the chancellor. Of the university system, the new chancellor, as well as to the Board of Higher Ed members. They are the firewall between the University of North Dakota becoming one of these five nicknames and absolutely continuing this controversy for decades. That's the firewall, the chancellor and the Board of Higher Ed.
Cover all the bases. Get him out of there.
Well, he's out of there is my only point. He's out of there January 15th. I don't see anybody moving him sooner. I take your point, Eric. Appreciate the call. Others welcome at 800-228-0550. More on What's on Your Mind after this timeout.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. We're a growing community, a changing business climate, and the great minds behind the vision for our future. We're engineers and doctors, entrepreneurs and artists, ranchers, roughnecks, bankers, pastors, and every dream in between. We're students from all 50 states and over 20 different countries, the teachers committed to their education, and the parents who love them. We're the leaders of 4-H clubs, a daughter's dance instructor, a son's hockey coach, and the fans in the stands cheering them on. We're Watford City, and we are neighbors, newcomers, fifth-generation stewards of the land, and many more yet to arrive. We're big plans made and challenges met. Big dreams, big risks, and big success stories. We're Watford City, and we're busy building our home. And we're not the same. We're better. Come see for yourself or find out more at voicesofwatford.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Sun Dogs? You kidding me? Here come your University of North Dakota Sun Dogs. We find the rest of the list, hon? On that thing? Todd, the radio god Mitchell?
Well, sorry, listening to a call that came in, yes.
The calls are pouring in here. We do need to get to the calls. Did we find the list of names that I can't remember? On that email?
I can't believe you can't remember that.
Well, then you can remember them. What are they?
I'm not a big...
You can't remember them.
I'm not the UND fan. You are.
They're so non-memorable. Here they are.
I know. That's part of the problem. It's like, really?
Where this email is, I'm reading the email off of the Say Anything blog. And, Fighting Hawks, Nodaks, North Stars, Sun Dogs, but that's missing one. What's it? What are we missing? The email cuts off right when he's trying to do this, so one of them is missing. Anyway, that is the names. Here is my question for you. Is this battle over? Is it done? Do you continue to fight? Do you hope the Board of Higher Ed gets involved? Do you hope the Chancellor gets involved? What do you do? What's interesting to me is all along the president has said he'll decide what the final name is. In other words, the email input or the surveys that are taken, it'll be a recommendation and he'll decide. In this new memo, he's saying if anything gets over 50%, that's the name. Otherwise, we'll take the two top vote getters and that'll be the name. And so it's to me very transparent that the whole business of I'll decide was reserved if North Dakota would happen to be ultimately a choice so that he could bounce that and use the rationale he's using now. He didn't want North Dakota as a name, and he was going to do everything in his power not to get it. And you know what? That's fine if you are a dictator. You get to do it that way. He's not a dictator. He is a taxpayer-funded employee of the state of North Dakota and the citizens of the state of North Dakota, and ultimately serves a chancellor and a board of higher education who ultimately are appointed by a governor who's elected. It's time for some leadership. You agree, or is it time just to let it all go? 800-228-0550-701-258-0550 on what's on your mind. Dana and Judd, what is on your mind?
Hey, good morning, Scott. I checked it out for you, and the Judd Cafe does serve Cloverdale sausage and bacon.
Of course they do, Dana. That's very good news. You called in on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline to tell us that, and that's awesome of you. Thank you.
That last caller has got it right. This guy's leaving. You know, the whole name change, they've been fighting it since day one. The donor for the arena wanted it to stay that way. And they just don't care what people want. Here you got 68% on North Dakota. They're in favor of it. There's nothing wrong with that name. This guy's leaving, and he throws it out. It's like he just doesn't give a damn about anything.
Yeah, I don't doubt he thinks this is the right way to go. I mean, I think the emailer nailed it earlier. This is about, if you want to have any future in academia, boy, you've got to take a spear to anything that you view as politically incorrect, and that's what he's doing.
What's he going to take? Like the caller said, if you say the Sioux at the end of the anthem, are they going to start kicking us out of the game or just stay away?
Well, no. I think that was a little trial balloon to try and say, well, the ESPN, or rather the ESPN, NCAA could do sanctions against us if we, do something like that. I think that was a brush back, that was a brushing back from the plate kind of pitch is what that was in my mind. That was, and by the way, this thing's been full of that stuff. I mean, the lack of integrity on this issue is staggering to me. And the games that have been played and having conferences say they're against it and, all the things, again, all because we play in an academic world. It's unbelievable. And that's fine, as I say, if you don't report to the taxpayers of the state of North Dakota. Appreciate the call. And now I've got Judd on my wish list to get up there and appreciate that very much. Speaking, by the way, of Cloverdale today, we have the big flavor truck. The big tour is at the Hornbacher's location in Moorhead, Azul location this afternoon, 2 until 6, for free bacon and free brats. What's not to love? Stop by and see him, by golly. If I were not in Missoula, Montana, I'd be there. You can also stock up on the 28-ounce tangy summer sausage for $5.99, or the rough-cut bacon for $3.99 a pound, or the red franks for $3.99 a one-pound package, or beef franks for $4.99 for the big one-pound package at any Hornbacher's location. Our Cloverdale Big Flavor sponsor of the week. Hey, Brian Williston, what's on your mind?
Yes, hi. Thank you very much. Just calling in about the Fighting Sioux talk and controversy we have here. Has anybody really looked at what the definition of the Fighting Sioux really is? It doesn't really sound too derogatory to begin with. It originally comes from an Iroquoian Algonquin word and then translates over into French, and it basically means speaker of a foreign language. So, we're the fighting speaker of a foreign language. I don't know how derogatory that could be, but I keep it up, North Dakota. Maintain your heritage, and thank you very much.
Thank you. There was actually a rally last week by a group called the Sioux Were Silenced, in which there were family members of the original elders that performed a ceremony at the University of North Dakota bestowing the name Fighting Sioux on them. Rich history. And, nothing racist, nothing derogatory about it, and certainly when the elders are saying, honor us by taking this name. President Starcher at the time was named an honorary Sioux. But all of that is sort of refighting old ground, and I think, honestly, there are some people that want North Dakota as a name because they think somehow, at some point, Fighting Sioux will be slipped back in. I don't. I don't think in this environment with the NCAA and with academia, I don't think that can happen. It should, but it's not going to. On the other hand, the other school of thought says, hey, it's pretty cool to be unique in that way and just be North Dakota and do other things around the name. And you provide some distance from that, so some of these wounds heal. But I think the academics, again, they want Rough Riders. They want Sun Dogs. They want, and by the way, the five names are, Rough Riders was the one I didn't have on that list. So Fighting Hawks, Green Hawks, Nodaks, North Dakota, no, that's too many. The five finalists to replace Fighting Sioux are Fighting Hawks, Nodaks, North Stars, Rough Riders, and Sun Dogs. Yeah, they consolidated the Hawks name. So Fighting Hawks, Nodaks, North Stars, Rough Riders, and Sun Dogs. So the academic way of thinking, when you're isolated in a bubble in academia, you think, well, if we call them North Stars, nobody will even remember that whole Fighting Sioux thing, and everything will be better. Meanwhile, what everybody's going to remember now is the tainted process of how this was achieved. The words of members of the committee themselves. Tainted process. Yeah. All right, back to the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Todd, who's heading on the road towards Minneapolis, listening to What's on Your Mind. Tell me.
See, I got a quick question first before I get to the nickname. Are we going to be able to listen to the game on iHeart tomorrow?
Yes.
You bet. You bet. Absolutely. 550 K-Fire.
Good. Now, getting to the nickname. As far as Kelly goes, I don't know if there's any way possible of this happening, but we need to get him out of there and next week. I mean, this is just ridiculous that he would even come up with this whole idea. Like you said, I think this balloon came out a couple weeks ago about, you know, hey, you say anything, Sue, you're going to be kicked out of the stadium. Really? I believe there's a First Amendment right as far as freedom of speech goes. So I'd really like to see that one happen because I believe that UND is a law school, and you'd probably have some people up there saying the exact same thing.
You wanna make a difference on this. You call a Board of Higher Ed member, you call the Chancellor's office at the North Dakota University system office. I'm telling you, that's the firewall. That's the firewall ultimately for stopping this arrogance from being
implemented. Well, and that's exactly what it is arrogance. This guy came in from California, if I'm right. From day one, he has tried to change North Dakota. It's North Dakota. You're coming up here. We're not going to California. You need to leave that stuff down there. If you want to be politically correct, go back to Stanford. Go back to wherever you came from. We don't need you up here.
Appreciate the call. Thanks. 800-228. The applause from Mr. Todd Mitchell for Todd. And tune in iHeartRadio tomorrow so you can hear the big game. Jerry in Manville, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I'm a little upset with this whole situation. Because for one thing, you know, the white man has went back against the Indians on many things. But when you take a truly sacred ceremony like smoking the pipe and turning that name over for that use, to me that's horrible. What the tribes ought to do is get together and have an actual vote, then turn around and go after the NC2A for at least $250 million and break them once and for all. This multiculturalism in this country isn't worth a darn. That's my thoughts on it.
Appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. On the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline today, Jerry in Manville, that's UND country. Emailer says, what's the number for the higher ed office I'm calling? All right. 701-328-2960. 701-328-2960. The chancellor and the board of higher ed members ultimately are the firewall to this. Really, that's where you're going to have to let your voice be heard. Without question. President Kelly works for the chancellor, works for the Board of Higher Ed. And the Board of Higher Ed is led by someone we spoke with earlier, Kathy Nesset, who is the chair. She said this decision will be revisited. They want to get it right. They also want to get with the committee. Don Morton is the vice chair, by the way. There's a fellow by the name of Nick Hacker from up in Grand Forks on there. Brett Johnson, who is, is he a student? Maybe the student that's on there. Kevin Melliker, businessman, eye doctor from Fargo. Mike Ness, brother of Ron Ness, superintendent up at Hazen Schools. Carrie Reichert as well. She's Mandan, works at the NICS, National Information Solutions Cooperative, vice president there. Greg Stemmen is on that board. Is it Stemmen or Stemmen? I forget. Stemmen. That's Greg Stemmen, who's from Lemoore. And that's the members. So faculty advisors, Eric Moore. Staff advisors, Emma Tufte, if you know any of those names, I would encourage you to, and you can find the names easily enough at North Dakota University System, ndus.edu. They have all the board members, they have their emails. I mean, I'd take the time to engage on this if I were you. We're in Missoula, Montana today. Special broadcast. counting down on the drive for five and the kickoff tomorrow afternoon. Brought to you by our friends at Discovery Benefits. More coming up. More of your calls. Welcome. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Chairman Tyler Spike. At this time of year, soybean fields need to be scouted for increasing soybean aphid populations. Soybean aphids are found on the underside of leaves in the upper trifoliates. The economic threshold for soybean aphids is 250 aphids and increasing per plant on 80% or more of the plants. Scout fields from late vegetative to the R5 growth stage. NDSU Extension Entomology does not recommend a tank mix application of a herbicide and insecticide if soybean aphid numbers are not at an economic threshold. Applying insecticides too early to control soybean aphids may result in a reinvasion of aphids, which would require a second insecticide application. For more information, visit ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Need a new shop, storage building, warehouse, recreational facility, or addition, but you're sitting on some with wait lists? Anderco has over 100 years of experience and can start on your project right now. Get a free estimate today and ask about valuable upgrade specials when you order your steel building from Anderco. Call 701-277-7078 for specials good through the end of August, or go to AndercoEnterprises.com.
Are you looking for some muscle cars? Well, Vanderbrink Auctions has the auction for you. August 29th at the Minot State Fairgrounds, we'll be conducting the Roger Borkus Estate Auction at 9:30 in the morning. Chevelles, Camaros, Impalas, Nomad, 57 Chevy, and more. You won't want to miss this big block auction. Preview, it's Friday the 28th of August from 10 to 7. For pictures on this auction and more, go to VanderbrinkAuctionsWithAnS.com or give us a call at 605-201-7005.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government? Be truly independent. Visit LibertyOnCall.org. LibertyOnCall.org is a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care. Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. LibertyOnCall.org. Call today.
My understanding was when our attorney general said, yeah, okay, we got 2 years, we're going to take it to the tribes, and the northern one in Devil's Lake voted for it, but the south didn't bring it to a vote because of, is it Gibb, president of UTEC down here, and whoever was one of the sitting tribal leaders at the time, and they wouldn't even bring it to a vote, even though all the polls were showing that they wanted to keep it. Had those two tribes voted for it, we wouldn't even be discussing this. So did not the whole problem start with those two individuals? I'm just curious. That's how I remember it. Thanks. Bye.
Well, you remember it pretty darn well, without question. And by the way, it was the only, UND was the only school using a Native American name that was required to have two schools give its blessing. And Standing Rock is really more South Dakota than North Dakota, so question whether that was even, you know, should have been the case, but it wasn't in other places. So there were all kinds of games being played. North Dakota was going to be a scapegoat from the get-go as far as the NCAA was concerned. And, you know, the lawsuit didn't go, you know, the settlement didn't go as well as a lot of folks would like to have seen. There's a lot of woulda, shoulda, couldas in the whole thing. And, you know what? You can cry over spilt milk. Or you can just go about the way of fixing it. And I think they were pretty close to having a plausible solution and getting everybody on the same page. And because they're so fearful of remaining North Dakota, they've opened up the wound all over again. All in the name of political correctness. It's unbelievable. We're in Missoula today to preview the matchup between the NDSU Bison and the Montana Grizzlies. In the Drive for Five, only college football game on the docket tomorrow. How about that? On the Big Show, ESPN. Turn down the sound. Turn up Scotty Miller on 550 K-Fire. Check it all out. Should be good fun. Do you think the Bison are going to repeat as national champs?
Oh, yeah.
I am not seeing the usual amount of sort of swagger in that regard. And maybe it's just because, my gosh, 3-4, now to 5. Can it happen? I'll tell you after the big game tomorrow. What we think. We want to thank our sponsors because this broadcast doesn't happen without them. And Discovery Benefits, the big enchilada. Thanks for making this broadcast possible. Our friends at Shields as well. Muscatel Subaru. Inland Home Mortgage. Your new local mortgage company. The Hanson Runsville Funeral Home. Lake of the Woods Pie Company. Best pie in the Northern Plains. And I tell you what, Todd and I know, we know a thing or two about pie. And if you have a party, you're looking for some company rewards, these folks are in Devil's Lake now. Check it out. You're going to love it. Great gifts for your customers because they will rave about it. Trust me, this stuff's the best. Catalyst Medical Center, Credit Union Association of the Dakotas. Credit unions know their members. And they have an appreciation for what makes their local services great. Family, community, hard work, faith in tomorrow, and the freedom to make local decisions. Gates Manufacturing, built to perform, built to last. They don't just put our names on the equipment. We stand behind it at Gates Manufacturing. Lansford, North Dakota. Steyr Oilfield Services, the local standard for over 40 years, now with a global perspective. Steyr Oilfield Services, your roustabout and pipeline company serving the gas and oil industry in western North Dakota. A Transfield Services company. Mainstay Suites Tioga, great place to stay. And our friends at Gate City Bank for a better way of life. Back to the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline on this Friday edition of What's on Your Mind. Todd, who else do we need to hear from?
And I think you have just stoked this fire way up much more than it ever should be on the UND name. So that's just my comment. Thanks.
All right, did I have? All right, well, I've tried. Trust me, I don't think I'm stoking anything.
There's a lot
beyond
of angry people. It ain't just you and me.
I'm reflecting what we're hearing, But I'll admit to being ticked about it. I think it's ridiculous because, quite honestly, I've been one of those that really, really had a hard time letting the Fighting Sioux name go. I did. And again, for reasons stated here today, it was dumb. But it is what it is.
Tell you what, let's do this. Let's go to the first highly attended UND hockey game, get in the middle of the rink, and then ask for the crowd reaction. Yeah, the people are fired up. Sorry, you're going to see a lot of emotion if we ever do that.
Here's my thought. You just had a wonderful opportunity here to move forward and put that chapter behind, and they're blowing it. So if I'm stoking any fire, it's because I really see this stirring a hornet's nest of dissent among stakeholders of the university for decades to come. I mean, if we just shut down this process and allow this to happen, and we're the Sundogs or the Nodaks or whatever they pick out of this list, the Rough Riders, for crying out loud. I mean, I love Teddy Roosevelt, but, I mean, the Rough Riders are already taken by high school teams and a CFL team in Saskatchewan, for crying out loud.
Can I throw a different direction to this? What if a president of just a given company the Acme Widget Company. There is some big decision about to come down, and he knew he was stepping down. Isn't the typical thing to be able to hand that off to the next person and let that person mold and shape the company that they've taken over as president?
Yeah, you raise another good point. I mean, that's another dynamic here. You have a president who's leaving and doing this. So even if you you know, agree or disagree with the decision, you know that's going to ferment some controversy. Emailer says, I feel like if I was a student, I'd want to have a mascot. I'm already a North Dakotan. Give me a name and a mascot that I could take pride in for picking UND. Every school, everybody in North Dakota is North Dakota. With that being said, all the nicknames they chose are ridiculous. Great show. All right, someone who disagrees and calls it a great show. See? How about that? Thank you very much. Gosh, we're out of time. We got to go already? It pains me. Get yourself on over to Hornbacher's and stock up on the tangy summer sausage and the rough-cut bacon and the red and beef franks, all at great prices, by the way, through Tuesday. Or stop by between 2 and 6 at their new Moorhead Azul location as the Big Flavor Tour Truck is doling out the bacon and the brats today. And we'll do this all over again tomorrow, rather Monday. And talk about the trip to Missoula. God bless you, friends. Thank you for listening. Take care. Bye-bye. You owe it to yourself to be safe when you're behind the wheel. And there's no safer vehicle on the road than a Mercedes-Benz. If you can hear me right now, your Mercedes-Benz dealer is Valley Imports. ValleyImports.com is the website. Check out the selection. CE and S-Class, the Coupes, the GLs, the MLs. How about a convertible or a Roadster? Have you seen that sixth-generation SL? Unbelievable, folks. And it is the safest vehicle you'll ever drive. The safety features in a Mercedes-Benz are amazing. Take one for a test drive. The best price, and by the way, if you mention you heard Scott Hennen talking about Mercedes, you'll get 2 years of service absolutely free. That's right. Another reason to go to valleyimports.com. They'll deliver right to you. Great price, great selection, and if you don't see it on the website, they'll get it for you. Any model, Mercedes-Benz, valleyimports.com. valleyimports.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Now, a twice-as-nice twin-kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin-kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin-kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of Ionic Silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited-time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need
need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.